Welcome to In Black and White with Carolyn and Julian Jesse.
We are an interracial couple that discusses race relations from our perspective. Somebody asked me a question that I feel like this topic definitely needs to be discussed. They asked me, I want to talk about race and I want to ask questions, but I'm afraid to ask questions because I don't want to be viewed as a racist.
I'm going to take a leap here and say that person was white.
Yes.
And they were probably roughly my age. Growing up, I believed that if you didn't talk about it, if you didn't bring it up, then you're not racist, right? Because talking about it means that you notice. And if you notice that he's black instead of white, then you're racist. You shouldn't notice. It shouldn't be, we should pretend like race does not exist. And I think that this is the prevailing opinion of white America. My generation of white America, okay? Which is...
Early 30s.
Early 30s. So we believe, and we've grown up with this idea that talking about it means that you are racist. Fortunately, I have learned that that is not correct. Talking about it doesn't mean that you're racist. It means that you can admit that you don't know. Right. And it's okay to admit that you don't know. The problem is that, and I know that I'm generalizing, and I know that I'm representing every single white person accurately, but I'm going to say that white people in general think that if they don't notice it and they don't talk about it, then they are therefore not being racist. And they don't want to bring it up because they are afraid of being labeled a racist. Because anytime that you say something stupid about race, that means that you're racist. And it's this huge stigma on you as a character. This is a huge character flaw that you probably can't fix because, oh my gosh, this is just who I am. I just am a racist. That is also incorrect. It's okay to admit that you don't know something. And this opinion is prevalent among people who are in the majority who have never experienced any type of relationship with somebody outside of the majority. They don't have friends who are Hispanic or Asian or black.
Right.
Okay. So
let me paraphrase. So if you don't talk, if you're growing up in
small town America,
and if you don't talk about race, then that means you're not racist.
Right.
In the eyes of many people.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In the eyes of a lot of white people.
In the eyes of all of the other white people.
Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
Right. So what we need to get over, and what I have learned, is that admitting that you don't know about race relations is actually smarter and helps you understand race more than pretending like you know.
Okay.
So not talking about it is essentially pretending like we know. Oh, we know. We know that race is not an issue. That's why we don't talk about
this,
it. We know that.
But this speaks to the issue they're afraid to talk about.
Right.
But what that okay, that doesn't fall on white people.
That don't you think?
No. Not solely on white people. That falls on everybody. That's a topic that falls on everybody.
I have yet to meet a minority who is not willing to talk about the fact that they are Hispanic, they are from Mexico, they are Chinese, they are black. I have not met anybody in America who is a minority who's afraid to talk about race. The only people who are afraid to talk about race, I'm sorry, are white people.
Well, let me,
that's my experience.
My experience is, okay, this is just for me personally, and one of my cousins told me this years ago. They said that they don't mind talking about race when they're asked. Okay, my experience has been living in a majority Hispanic community and then later on majority white community is I got some damn annoying questions. Okay, I mean, I got some flat out stupid questions, and it was at the most inconvenient time. I don't want to be in church and asked a stupid question. I just don't. I'm not always in the mood. I don't want to be in a football game and ask a stupid question. There's a time and a place for it. That responsibility falls on all of us. Because sometimes people are being genuine when they're asking the question, but they genuinely do not know this is an inappropriate time to be talking about this particular subject. That responsibility falls on them, and it falls on me as well. We as minorities need to take time to understand, and white people, everybody. So it's not solely one race or the other. We need to take time to say, is this person being sincere? And if it's the wrong time, I'm not going to answer that question right now. Polite face. Okay, this is not a good question to ask right now. Polite face. But maybe we can discuss this later. Let's talk about this another time. Let's not talk about this now when I'm trying to eat a burger, okay, or I'm at church, or I'm at a football game. It depends on the forum, the time, and the place. This podcast is the place to do so. Listen to this. Ask us any question that you like, because we're opening up about that.
So there's an appropriate time and place. Right.
Right.
And I'm just going to say, I'm sorry. We just don't always know. Like, here we are, we're watching the football game, and it occurs to us that, hey, both the quarterbacks are white, and both the head coaches are white, but all the other players are black. So then we turn to you and we ask the stupid question.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and so it doesn't always occur to us that, oh, maybe this is not the right time. Maybe we can discuss this after Brady throws the touchdown pass.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking when somebody says that to me? And by the way, I have gotten that.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
You know, I've gotten that question. Why are you thinking about race right now? Like, my question to you would be, Why are you talking about it now? That would be my original thought. Like, why now? Of all the times to talk.
All the times to notice.
To notice.
Right.
Why are you noticing now? Hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so let me just answer this briefly. I'm afraid to talk about race. Don't be. What you politely do, and this should go without saying, is, can I ask you a question that's race related? The answer is going to be yes or no. And there's not a black person in America who's going to say no. Let me take some time. Let's set up a time. Or is this a good time to talk to you about this particular issue? Mm-hmm. All right?
Right.
So the answer is going to be yes or no. Or can we go out to talk about this issue? Now, I have to give this brief story. I had this this girl who was at the University of Utah, who was doing research. Okay, she had an African American studies class. And through a friend of a friend, she called me. Okay, I didn't mind that. And she said, well, I'm writing this paper. I want your opinion on it. I had no issue with that. And then she said, let's go out to lunch. No issue with that. Okay, no issue with that. I would have had a big issue if I'm on the tracks and somebody walks up to me and just starts asking me random racial questions without knowing me, without getting to know me, without asking my name, nothing. That would bother me. It would not bother me if you politely ask me, hey, listen, my name is so-and-so. What is your name? I have some questions. Is it okay if I ask you?
Okay. So
it's called common sense,
right?
To me.
Be polite.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So now, We'll be having conversations about a movie or a news article, and there will be a topic that is relevant to race. And generally, that's when we discuss race.
Right.
Is when it is relevant to the movie that we watched, or the news article that we read, or a situation that we just happened to be in. We need to be aware of those appropriate moments. Of having the conversation. And also know that it needs to be had. If you don't know, if you legitimately don't know if your thought process is skewed based on your race, or if you have no idea what another racial perspective is, then you need to ask the question. You Absolutely. Should ask the question.
Right.
You need to go out and find yourself a friend who doesn't look like you do.
Right.
Invite them out to dinner, get to know them as a person, and then
ask.
And then ask some appropriate questions.
As long as it's genuine, absolutely. I have another theory.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of white people are afraid to talk about race because they think that you are talking about them specifically when you bring up a racist act in general.
Yes, absolutely. That is so true.
So am I
true.
Am I right on the
money? Oh my gosh, it is true. Because for some reason, which I can't explain, there is this need to defend their entire white brotherhood. I don't know, that sounds horrible. I don't know why, I don't get it. I'm just saying, yes. So let's bring up an example. This is a perfect example. We were at a friend's house and she had just watched the movie The Help.
Right.
And she asked your opinion on it. And then she didn't like your opinion on it.
Yes.
And she got so defensive.
Right.
And everything was, oh, well, no, this could have happened. And
yeah, let me just state specifically what it was. She said that the movie The Help, now, look, there were parts of the movie that I liked. Overall, I didn't like it because, just in a nutshell, it was not about The Help. It was about a lady who wrote a story about The Help. And that aspect of it I really didn't like. And I said what I had said about the film is absolutely factual, that had never happened in right. the South.
Right, and she was
that,
like,
that, I mean, that's
oh,
just
no,
a fact.
There were white people who wrote in behalf of civil rights, and oh no,
not
there
the
were
maid.
White
no.
people that
no,
that
no,
that.
There of course there were white people who helped with the civil rights movement. Of course, there weren't anybody who wrote. There wasn't anybody in the civil rights movement who wrote a story about the maid and published it.
Right.
While these maids were still working. That is complete fiction.
Right.
That's complete fiction.
Right.
And
so
and
she
that's
was
what
getting all
like.
Defensive. And then, for whatever reason, she brought up other plights. She brought up the Native American plight and was like, oh no, this white person did this.
Yes.
And all of the information that she said was inaccurate. It was all because she felt attacked. She had liked the movie. She thought it was great. You didn't like the movie. You said, no, I'm sorry, a white person didn't do that. And all of a sudden it was her. She was the white person who didn't stand up for the black person in the 50s.
Right.
And it wasn't about her, but she felt so offended because for some reason in her mind, you were saying, well, yeah, you're racist. Like,
right, which I was
which you
absolutely,
were not saying at all.
No,
like, that's not...
No.
We were not talking about her. We were talking about the 50s. She wasn't alive.
Right.
She was not alive. And
right.
she got all defensive about it. And you are absolutely correct on this. We feel, and I'm saying we, even though I don't really align myself with this at all, feel like if you say, oh, that was a racist comment, you are therefore attacking all of us. Me as an individual, you are telling me I'm a racist and I am therefore a horrible person, and that means that there is nothing good about me and I just can't handle that.
Right. I mean,
and it's more than just this one comment or this one opinion. It is me as an individual being a racist is horrible.
Right. I mean, and first of all, it's hard for me to relate to that. Okay. I mean, it's hard for me to relate to that because there was a time when I absolutely did not want to talk about race because I felt like my opinion was not validated. I felt like if I pointed it out and here are the reasons why, it would be ignored. And so I just stopped talking about it. And that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. And even if you don't talk about it in terms of race, if you say, well, I felt like this when you said this, people got defensive.
Right.
I mean, people got so defensive, and it still needs to be talked about.
Right.
Even if people
are offended
because just because you're offended doesn't necessarily change that it needs to be talked about. It does need to be talked about. Not talking about it is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
If you are offended, is that not an indication that you have maybe a little bit of a problem with the topic? If you have a problem with the topic, maybe there's some issue there that you need to...
Yeah, address. See, I'm not... You know what? You're right. I could go there, but I won't. But at the same... Because in general, these topics are hard to talk about for a lot of people, okay? And at one point, you know, I just gave an example of why it was hard for me to talk about. A lot of times... We need something to make the topic palatable. Roots, hard movie to watch. I've heard comments like, oh, I just hate white people after I watch that movie. So therefore, you are validating the opinion of some people who say, well, I don't want to talk about these issues because I don't want you to be mad at me. And that's an absolutely... And every time I hear somebody say that, that's an absolutely ridiculous comment to me. Okay, and I'll never understand that. Please help me understand how watching a movie can make me hate a particular individual. Please help me. I mean, I need help with that one because I've never understood that. Even from when I was a kid, I didn't understand that. But a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, acknowledge it, because they don't want to be... verbally attacked.
Right.
Or labeled as a racist.
Yeah, they don't want to be labeled a racist because that's like the worst insult you can give somebody right now in our quote-unquote post-racist society. Right? Like being a racist is this horrible thing. And
pretty soon would we call it the R word. I
mean, right. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. So here we are, we're having this discussion, and how do you, like, I don't know, I can't just say, dear white people, stop being offended by this, but is there an appropriate way to point out, dude, that was just not an okay comment?
I'm not there yet. I have to say there are some things that family members have said and I've let it slide. There's some on both sides of our families, I've let it slide and then it comes out later. I'm not there yet. I don't always, now me, I'm just admitting this. I don't always know of a way to approach a topic to say what you said was offensive. I don't always know that. Okay. Now, generally, if I see a pattern, a consistent pattern, I'll say something. Now, me personally, you know, living in some of the neighborhoods I've lived in, you got to have thick skin. You just have to. And there's appropriate times to bring it up and there's appropriate times not to bring it up. You know, where I have, and this, I've never told you this, so I'm admitting this on air here. The place where I have received the most racist comments have been church.
I'm sorry.
That has been the most... But let me tell you why. And this is going to be on another episode, by the way. Because there are no other black people there. Okay? We have segregated wards. We have segregated churches. And that's a problem throughout America. So mm-hmm. Now, when you came to my sister's church and we visited her church, you were the only white person there. So it shouldn't surprise anybody. Now, I'm speaking for me personally, okay? For me personally, not for every black person. The most racist comments I've heard have been in church. That's just a fact for me, okay? So, and the most racist comments that I have heard have been either in the black church or a predominantly white church. Because we're not around each other.
Right.
So, number one, if we're not around each other, you can start by being around somebody who's not of your particular ethnicity. You can start there, okay? But you can't go to a place where it is extremely segregated and not have some and not expect to hear stupid comments because you're going to hear them.
So you've said, you know, that you've heard comments in both communities.
Black and white churches. Black and white Absolutely.
Churches. Yeah. Because I know that many people feel, and we have a friend who is awesome. She is of the opinion that Black people can't be racist. So when we're having the conversation, and I more or less, not in younger generations, but definitely in the older generations, more or less agree with her. Like, given what your aunts lived through in the 50s, I'm going to let it slide. Like, whatever they have, negative stuff they have to say about white people, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to tell them they can't have that opinion because given their experience, they are allowed. How do you address the quote-unquote reverse? Racism is racism. I don't know why we call it reverse, but reverse racism.
Right.
Among the younger generation.
That thought process is dangerous. Let's just say what you said is true, that just for the sake of this argument, that me being a 70 and up or 65 and up, and I've experienced racism, and therefore I'm allowed to vent, so to speak. The reason that it is dangerous is because it allows people who are racist to use you as an excuse to perpetuate their hatred. You can now say, well, look, this Black person hates me because they said A, B, and C. They labeled me as this. So now I have an excuse to perpetuate my hatred toward you. Now, this is even more dangerous because now you can use this as an excuse to segregate. And what happens when we segregate? And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with it, but the facts don't bear this out, by the way. Another podcast we should talk about. Now we're not around each other. Now we're not communicating. Now we're not sitting down and now we're not talking. And now we don't have a podcast. That's dangerous. Even if, just for the sake of argument, that they are correct and justified in some of their feelings. That's dangerous way of thinking.
So it doesn't matter how old the individual is. You're not going to give them a pass
based on
their experience.
No, you don't. Look, you don't get a pass on being undiscriminating against an individual based on their skin color. It's not something that you should ever get a pass on. I don't care how old you are or what you've been through. You absolutely do not get a pass in 2014, almost 2015, on being racist toward an individual. That would be like me saying, okay, I'm going to use a very horrible example here, okay? Well, I'll take that back. Let me give you another example. That we've talked about previously in our podcast. You were spanked as a child, okay? Now you have the information. That doesn't mean just because it was done to you that you have license to do it to somebody else. That is absolutely, we have to get away from that way of thinking. We have to get away from that way of thinking. And something that you have always said to me and we have talked about, Dr. King fought and died for integration. That was one of his goals. You are going to sit down next to that white person, whether you like it or not, and you're going to have lunch with them.
I hope you like it.
And we're going to start right there. And you don't have to. And you know what? As he knew, and as everybody knows, there's going to be problems. But at least we're having the problems in the same room, as opposed to at least we're forced to talk about it. Okay. Now, I want to say something else, and I'm going to say this in closing, and then or I'll let you add whatever you want. But you and I being an interracial marriage, we have to talk about these issues. We enjoy talking about these issues. We have gotten closer because we've spoken about these issues to each other and now to the public. Would you not agree with that?
I agree, yeah.
Right.
It's been very helpful for our relationship.
Yes, it has not. Okay. You think it's been helpful for our relationship, and so do I.
Absolutely.
So why would it not be helpful for another relationship if I'm even just a friendship, if they don't honestly talk about these issues genuinely in a loving way, maybe not in a loving way like you and I love each other, but in a genuine loving way, those conversations, even in disagreement, should be designed to understand one another and bring you closer together. Thank you for listening to In Black and White with Carolyn and Julie and Jesse. If you have any questions or any subject matter you'd like us to discuss, email us at carolynandjulian@gmail.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page at capital N Black and White.